Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Caffeine and Sensu Beans podcast. We're doing this again. This is our second attempt at trying to record. We've been away for 2 weeks, but apparently it's like we've lost our entire mojo.
Or we just never left with the technical difficulties.
They just are a staple of the show.
Yeah, we should just put that, like, you should have the soundboard, you know, a soundboard sound for that, just when we have technical difficulties.
Yeah, something like a little Don DeMarco. Nah, I'm just fucking with you guys. Yeah, trying this again. I'm going to recap what Paul said earlier. Went fishing. We all three of us went to a cabin. We went fishing. We didn't catch anything. But it teaches you patience. It teaches you humility. And it brings you a little bit of peace for some time. Is that right, Paul? Did I get it right?
Yeah, I like to say so. And then when you catch that fish, that bad boy, god damn, it tastes so good, damn good, man. At least a keeper.
Dude, I thought I was catching fish, and it was always grass. Actually, there was like one or two times where I hooked something. But
you were late to it. That was a problem. You were late to a few.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny how identical to like Pokemon it really is, honestly. The little nibbles, and you better get it right on the bite.
Yeah, it's more difficult, dude. I remember when I was playing the blue version, I would just throw that.
It's blatantly obvious, man. It pulls it all the way. Oh, yeah, there's a fish. That's a fucking Magikarp, bro. It's the dumbest fucking fish ever made and created. He just moves it, boom, pulls it, and just hooks onto it. You're like, all
right. Oh, I thought you meant like actually trying to catch Pokemon with the Pokeball.
No, like with the fishing rod. Remember, you can put the rod in there, and the Magikarp just bites in right away.
Yeah. You get to do that in Dragon Ball Z Kakarot also. Yeah, it's all easier.
Yeah,
in the video game.
Oh, with the tail and Kakarot.
Yeah,
yeah.
Why did they even include that? That could be
because in Dragon Ball,
some of the unnecessary.
That
wasn't necessary, Doug.
No, it's not necessary. But it's part of the fandom. It's part of the fandom. I remember it. It's one of those funny.
Gotta agree with Paul. It's just like a side thing you can do. It's not anything.
Nah, there were some times where you had to.
It's not like they showed his baby dick again, like they did with the old Dragon Ball.
Yeah. Moving away from whatever could get us demonetized, even though we don't make money off of this, or could get this get this episode taken off.
Yeah, blame Dragon Ball Z for being anatomically correct. Yeah, yes, yeah. I forgot science. You know, let's just ignore that shit.
No. They were spot on.
No. We're all Barbies and Kens. I forget. We all have to be Barbie and Kens.
We don't have anything. Anyways, how are you doing, Adiel?
I'm doing pretty good. Just finishing up my first week back at work. So just tired. You know, the sun was brutal over here. I mean, I honestly do not know how people live in like 90 degree weather. Like, this is a normal like thing. I was like dying, and it was like 80, 70 something. You know, I was like, this was intense. Like, I just couldn't.
You guys have AC?
We're just outside, you know, outside with no shade. Okay. It was just like, you know, it's brutal.
Oh, that's brutal.
Brutal. So, you know, I feel for him, but it's, other than that, my son got sick, so that's not fun. So we're dealing with that. And haven't had the greatest of sleeps, but hopefully tonight is different.
Okay. Is he good? Like Paul asked, like, is he good? Like, is it anything alarming or cold? Or
I think he...
You know what it is?
In our classroom, there was just like a little bug that I think kids came with. And I think he got it. So, yeah. It's normal. Cold. Getting used to the germs of other kids again.
Yeah.
So yeah, nothing super exciting on my end, just dad duty.
Yeah, that's what it is, dude. Once you have kids, you're always on dad duty. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Always thinking about how something you do is gonna affect your kid. We've been trying to I was gonna get to that. We've been trying to record this episode for some time now, but our schedules haven't been able to align, and me, I've been so busy at work, but I see the light at the end of the tunnel now. I was able to really churn out a lot of work and submit the stuff I need to. Now it's just in for review, and I kind of like took care of what I needed to do, got it done by like a good deadline. Now they might come back to me and say, hey, we need you to add this or take this out. But like, yeah, big weight lifted off of my shoulders. This week was heavy on the front end because Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it was just pretty insane. But yeah, today was a nice day. Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to the 3-day weekend. Looking forward to it. So, anyways, aside from our personal lives, we got some anime to talk about, right? So we went last week to watch Dragon Ball Super Super Hero. And we didn't get a chance the weekend before because we were camping. I put camping in air quotes. And, you know, we were able to go watch it last weekend. And, of course, in true Caffeine and Sensu Beans fashion, it couldn't go 100% smoothly because one of our guys here, he ended up going to the wrong theater. He was walking. He was like, hey, how come there's no Dragon Ball Super Super Hero showings here? Like, what's going on? And did you pick the right theater? And so, you know, the movie had started. Well, actually, the movie was about to start. And yeah, you found out you were at the wrong theater, right, Adrian?
I did. I went to the girl at the front desk and just said, all right, here you go, I'm ready. Because y'all like, all right, we're waiting for you. And I was looking for you. I was like, okay, cool. I'm about to give myself the popcorn, ready to go.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's actually down the line. No, that's like 15 minutes down. I'm like, oh, no. Man, I got to... it was hella crowded. It was hella crowded in that area.
I know.
So it was just,
and it's
like,
a Friday night. Oh,
yeah.
Man.
So it was just it was all bad. But you know, I didn't miss too much of the movie, so I'm happy about that.
Nah, I think you just missed like maybe the first 5 minutes, if that. So yeah, a different theater, like a theater that I haven't been to before, where they bring your food to you, like entrees like pasta, flatbread pizza, you know, the popcorn is served in a bowl, like was it a glass bowl? Or?
It was like a salad tossing bowl.
Okay. Yeah. So different type of theater, but yeah, man, that was our experience trying to get to the theater. And this one's in a mall, so it was like you're trying to maneuver through a mall, figure out where it is.
Yeah, shout out to Sinopolis, pretty dope experience.
Dude, they've really improved that spot though.
Crazy. With that theater though, the only knock is they should just have like a touchless or just like
speaking, I agree with you.
Feature where I don't have to. Well, yeah. I mean, getting into the nitpicks, well, no, I'm like, because the one here in the city, right? The one in the city, you just write it on a piece of paper and you just give it to the person and they'll just like.
I mean, that's better at least. Yeah, that's way better.
That's better too.
Like, even like, on that phone, long conversation boom, 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 in the middle of the movie. Hey, what do you want?
Yeah.
I mean, the dude's got to bend over. Well, and then, like, well, and yeah, they got one.
What do you mean you want
something?
He's like, what do you mean you want some fucking food? He's like, yeah, I want some fucking food. He's like, order the fucking food. He's like, I don't know how to order the fucking food. Oh, it's your first time? Yeah, man. Oh, all right. Let me explain it to you.
Oh, hold on. Let me get my pad real quick.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude.
I left it. It's out of battery. It has to go.
So first you have to look
at another one.
I mean, charge it real quick.
We're giving it a hard time, but the fucking process is fucking hilarious. It's like you have to go online, look at the food, and then go and talk to a person in person, be like, hey, can I get this that I was looking at online?
I mean,
I have to now order in person with you.
Hold up, I'm about to solve it right now. I'm about to solve their process.
No, you know what? Icon does a great fucking job, man. You just went Icon, you can order beforehand. You put this a fucking little menu, you pay for that shit, and then they take it right to your seat. Not that complicated.
Now, can you order while you're watching, though?
Yes, you can. You like can. I said, okay. it's the same process. No, I'm saying it was cool, though. I liked it. It was nice.
Clean, it's tight. The concept is tight.
Yeah.
The concept is tight. They could refine it a little bit, but it's...
We kind of have to guess.
I enjoyed
find
it, too.
Look for the menu. Where is it? I don't know. You figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. And then we gotta I had to whisper over to Paul like, hey, there's the menu right there. Go on, tell Ariel and BJ the menu's right there. And
well, not only that, it's a QR code, right? So it's like my phone can't even read it because it's dark.
Right. It's like it's super dark. And then they have a little light there that you could turn on, a personal lamp.
Yeah, so you're gonna be that guy.
And you're gonna be that guy, dude.
You gotta be that guy. The whole behind us was that guy.
No, what I'm saying, like.
I mean, it's there, right?
Bro. It is there. I mean, technically, you're not doing anything wrong.
But nobody else has it on. That's the problem.
Yeah, exactly. So, you're going to be that guy. But aside from that, Sinopolis, right? That's what it's called, Paul. It was my first time going.
Likewise.
Cool theater. I like it. I would go back now that I know the process a little bit. But you know which one I like a lot? Is the one in Valley Fair. That's the one I like a lot. But you guys probably haven't been to that one.
I haven't been to that one this year.
Maybe a little too far for you guys.
Is it Century or
I forget what it's called. Nah. It's something else. I think it might be Icon.
Icon's the shit.
Anyways.
The seat warmers. You get seat warmers, the seat cooling, recliner. Oh, no.
Drinks. Damn, what is that?
Seat you warmers. Fucking seat warmers.
Bro, why would you want seat AC? Warmers? Though? It's warm in there.
Not me, fucking. But my lady, she loves that.
You get AC.
Yeah, you get the cool one, so you get the option.
Damn.
Yeah, it's really nice. You get really good food.
Maybe one day we'll make a tour of movie theaters.
I got some carne asada fries from right there.
Damn, that sounds pretty good.
No,
it sounds fucking good.
With an Elysian, very nice.
That's a good segue into what I wanted to talk about next, which is top Mexican restaurants in the Bay Area. No, I'm just playing with you guys. Just deviating
completely. So we're going into La Vista.
Surprise. That's not, what this episode's about.
Reeling it back in. We did watch the Dragon Ball Super superhero movie. It's still hard for me to say. I should just say Dragon Ball superhero movie.
Yeah,
why did they name it that?
Because it's Toriyama.
It's just, why don't... I know. It's like
Super Saiyan God.
I mean,
let's just go back to the beginnings of the origins. Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan, Super Saiyan.
They shouldn't have. Oh, Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan.
Just remember that. They're like, fuck this. Just use the acronym instead. Everyone just. They're like, fuck this. Let's just call him Blue.
So now they just call him Super Saiyan Blue.
Yeah, let's just call him Blue. This shit's too long. Let's just go Blue. I'm going Blue, dog. Freeze is good.
So,
So I think that they did learn. Before we even get into this whole thing, though, we got to tell the audience this is going to be spoiler land, right? Like, this is going to be spoiler land. If you haven't seen the movie Dragon Ball Super Superhero,
go watch it.
Come back to our episode, listen to what we're going to say. But if you listen and you know, just know that probably from beyond this point, there's going to be spoiler alerts, you know, or like just spoilers.
You've been warned.
So cut it off if you need to and then come back. But Toriyama, okay, now that that's done, I mean, I think he did learn because Piccolo didn't even have a fucking name for his fucking thing. He just called him Orange Piccolo.
Well, I saw the interview on that one. He was like, I don't know what the fuck to do with this guy. I mean, he can't really tell. He has no hair.
Hey, bro.
It was hilarious. The creator literally said that in his interview. He's like, I don't know how to make him obvious. Let's make him orange and, I don't know, maybe a little bit more buff.
But we're talking about the name, though, because you're just talking about the name. Made it to Blue Goku. So, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like they've learned.
No, they're just gonna keep it like that.
Well, yes and no at the same time. I'm just funny because he looks like Lord Slug to me, and like they made no reference to him in the little interview that I read. Oh, yeah.
That would have been cool. Honestly,
he looks
though,
like he looks like
there. Hey. There is a lot of like nods to old Dragon Ball movies.
Yeah, there are. It felt like homages sprinkled in throughout the movie to different points in the Dragon Ball.
Let's talk about the
Dragon Ball timeline.
Let's talk about the beginning with that fan service.
Hey, no, real talk. Toriyama? Yes?
He loves ass.
I mean, that's my guy. Toriyama's my guy because he started Dragon Ball. He's the founder. He's the OG of this. But my boy's mailed it in.
Yeah.
All right.
He has mailed it in. Signed and sealed.
He knows he could throw something out there. And as long as it's like got some redeeming pieces, it doesn't need to be fully thought through. And we're just going to eat that up, like as a fan base, right? Like as a whole. You
know, as a fan base. En masse. We talked about this afterwards. I was like, hey, I was like, it's good.
It's not good. But Paul, I feel like you're also a separate, like, I think you may be in the thing of like.
I'm the outliers.
No, you're not the outlier because you're like, I didn't expect much. So you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, obviously, like, we're not expecting a Steven Spielberg movie, but like.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if it's a, I don't know if you're outlier as much as it's just like, yeah, I didn't really expect anything. So, I mean, it was pretty good. I mean,
it's fucking superheroes. I mean, I didn't, and it's Gohan. I was thinking, I'm happy that it wasn't Great Saiyan Man. You know, I'm glad it wasn't
fucking
Great Saiyan. I really,
damn,
could have
gone
that
way.
I was thinking, don't tell me. I thought it was a superhero movie, and I was like, dude, better not be fucking Saiyan Man coming back and fucking Gohan. Ultimate Gohan.
Hey, Toriyama would have done that too. They probably have to stop him from doing that. Like, hey, bro. We know you're itching to bring him back.
I know you
have the helmet ready.
We know you love that idea.
He was wearing that suit on during the meeting.
I'm sure he was. Yeah. He had the do-rag and everything.
Yeah.
And I forgot about that.
Motorcycle helmet. Hey, he kind of looks swagged out there when he's got the glasses, though.
Irvin, you remember you wearing the do-rag? Remember those days?
I do. Let's not talk about that.
Bitty.
My waves.
It was back to mystical.
You know what it was, bro? Allen Iverson, bro. I was like, Allen Iverson's wearing it. Should we all be wearing it? But I was like 10 years old.
His career, that man. God damn. What are we
spelling? His career, bro. The fool made like $100 million or $80 million.
In China. Well, that's because he fucking owed money to the U.S. from tax evasion and all that shit.
Oh, well, as far as his career, though, like,
he could have been
personal decisions different. I'm talking about his career.
Yeah, but
we're going somewhere.
Yeah,
we're going into the NBA.
Historical NBA.
Really back into because I was about to go left. Where were we? Toriyama, right?
Toriyama.
Let's be Great asked my guy. And he's earned this. The dude's built an empire. He's in his 60s. He wears tracksuits and sweatpants.
Yeah, he's
chilling in the crib. I mean, obviously he's not, you know, 30 years younger or, you know, he's not like at that stage. He wants to enjoy the fruits of his labor. So they come to him. Like the producers, you know, everyone, Tully, and he throws them a bone. And then they're like, all right, do something with this. Yeah. And that's exactly what they do.
You know, you're making me really think about, like, I wonder how come he just doesn't, like, just walk away and just, like, and just still have his name attached to it and just be, like, Dragon Ball Super created by.
It's called GT.
But just, like.
That's why. It's called GT, and he's like, fuck that shit. I'm back.
No. Never again. I'm talking about, like, yeah, but just do it again, though, more intentionally, because at that point, Dragon Ball wasn't as big as it is now. Now it's like it's this cute mega thing that even Disney has a part of it. You know what I'm saying? Like So it's this huge, like, it's this huge property now. So Toriyama could actually just walk away and just give it to somebody else. And he can still have his name attached to it. But I'm totally with you. I think that they've just mailed it in. And this movie, I mean, I hope that this doesn't come off as like, we're just going to bash this movie, because there are aspects of it that are pretty cool that I personally enjoyed. But there is some aspects where it's like, come on, guys. Like, we could have gone somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Like, we could have been a little bit more like risky with the decisions that we're making here.
Yeah, instead of Pokemon Max Evolution shit.
I mean, I don't know. I don't understand the reference. I'm guessing Pokemon Max Evolution rehashed a bunch of old shit that was done in previous movies.
It was just really lazy too, where they took away. You know, I'm sure you guys remember at least the Pokemon, like the Mega Evolutions, whatever. At least when they turn like the Black Dragon, the Black Charizard. Come on, the Dragon.
I stopped watching after Mewtwo movie, dude.
Yeah, that was it.
No, they just made
that shit was epic.
They just made
that shit was epic. Maybe that was just because I was 10 years old.
No, movie's epic as fuck. Still epic. The old one's still better than the new one.
No. But let's be careful though.
No, it was weak.
I don't think they were all the way lazy. Like, and me personally, because I'm looking at Rotten Tomatoes, dude. People are giving this 95% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I'm trying to understand that.
IMDb though is a little bit more harsh. I'm looking at more harsh. They're giving them about 6.8.
That makes sense. I would give it a 7.5.
I think that's a proper like rating. You know, like I
agree.
A solid C. I think, you know, I'm giving my grade away.
It passed.
But
give it 7.5.
It's like this. No, but real talk. It's like, you're the English teacher, and the test is, you got to write an assignment. You pick the topic of your choice, right?
So you're telling me that he pulled up Paul Barbosa and they went to fucking an hour away, came back, and here you go.
There are stretches in here where you're like, well, we might just have a genius on our hands when you're reading the essay, right? You're like, damn, who wrote this? He wrote this? And then when you actually come to finish the essay, it's like the topic was putting my socks on in the morning type of stuff, right? Like, it's ambivalent stuff, like shit that doesn't really carry any weight. And I felt like this movie kind of had that. It was like, I personally think there are some great moments even in the movie. I think there are some, I don't know if moments is the right word, highlights that aren't necessarily story driven, but that caught my eye, and that I really enjoyed. But I mean, yeah, it sounds like all of us kind of agree it was solid, a solid movie.
I mean, I don't know. I don't even know if I would even call it solid for me. Like, I think it's just like super. I think it was a pass. You know, I don't even know if it was a solid attempt. It's just a pass. It did the bare minimum of like what the fan base wanted, and I mean, to me, I appreciated the points that they did hit though. Like, while it is the bare minimum, I did like the points that they did like hone in on, because like the parts that I liked that they honed in on, one is that they actually listened to the fan base and they actually honed in on this idea and this frustration that we as a fan base have had for a while, or maybe even just me as a fan, that Gohan has never Gohan fell off after Cell, and he never actualized his potential. So they're speaking to that directly in the movie, where they're like, Piccolo is our voice as the audience. To me, that's the way I take it, where he's like, yeah, this is fucking upsetting that this fucking prodigy is wasting his fucking time doing fucking busy work. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I like the fact that like the writers and whoever created the movie, like there was a listening there of the fan base to actually like put that frustration into the movie. Because to me, like, I want to see Gohan succeed, you know what I'm saying? So like, that was one of my favorite parts. And then the other part too is like, I mean, we joke about it all the time, my guy Piccolo, my favorite character in the series, has now been relegated to the bench.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, he's not even, barely makes the team.
He's barely on the team. He's probably the player coach that's in the, you know, he's coming up with the plays with the coach. Like, he's not the one fucking playing. He's not executing.
We talked about this before. Like, when Goku rounds up the troops and he's like, all right, boys, it's time to go to war. And Piccolo shows up. You know, he looks at Piccolo and he's like, "Bro, I didn't mean you."
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Yeah, you're there to get us the sensu bean.
Yeah, you hand us the sensu bean.
So
why did I have to treat Krillin like that in this movie?
So then
I feel like he's just a lost cause.
But then I like the fact that Piccolo had an actual like story and he had some character. And to me, I think he's the strongest part of the film. To me,
I would argue that the adventure revolves around Piccolo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's the one that we
Piccolo movie
go along for the ride with. You know, for lack of a better term, like you said it's a Piccolo movie.
Hands down. Tell me it's not.
I'm not.
He has the most screen time. He has most of the moments.
He does get the most screen time, but. And yeah, I mean, I can see that.
He kind of saves the day.
I still feel like the poster boy for this is Gohan.
Yeah, he is. He sold the movie, but it's a Piccolo movie nonetheless.
I mean,
how they showed Goku and Vegeta, right? They were also the poster boys. You could say they didn't even fucking have a Ki blast.
Yeah, there's we'll get to there.
We didn't even see the cameo. Ending credits. Apparently, there's a fight scene at the end of the credits, so we missed that.
Oh, beast!
Yeah,
there we go. We walked on.
Vegeta and Goku finished their fight at the end.
Oh, okay. Well, Goku probably won. So yeah, I saved you guys time, and I didn't even watch it.
No. I think I read on this one that Vegeta could have beat him. I read that shit. I don't know if it actually happened, but I read it.
Hey, just hold that shit up right now, bro.
Yeah, let me show you.
Yeah, I heard about it. Yeah.
I'll show it to you. I don't know if it was at the end. It's because we also missed a few minutes in the beginning. We missed the beginning.
No, bro, they didn't start with Goku losing to Vegeta. That's not how they opened the movie, bro.
Let's see.
So I guess we should. Should we give a synopsis? I mean, if people are listening to this, then they've watched the movie, right?
At this point, I think so.
Right? If they're listening to this, so we could just talk about what it is we liked and what it is we didn't. And I guess I'm going to start off with what it is I liked. I actually like the animation. I like the animation style. I didn't check the community, so I don't have a good pulse on this, but the community response. But are people feeling the CGI, right? Because they incorporated a lot of CGI into this movie. And I know that was kind of a contentious point when the trailer was shown initially, that now people wanted that, you know, Dragon Ball Super aesthetic, and they just wanted it to have that One Piece like movement. But I liked it, dude. I don't know. What did you think about the animation, Paul?
It was nice. It just took a second to adjust because it was almost video game esque. But it was a cool take on it. I enjoyed it.
Right. When you say it took a second for you to adjust as a viewer,
mm-hmm.
Right. And so, but I mean, yeah. Overall, listen, they probably went and saved some money with CGI, right?
Who knows?
I'm sure that's why they did. But that's what I was dead. I mean, I thought it was good, and I was like I said, it kind of felt like this was a contentious point when the trailer came out, and folks weren't really feeling it. But I thought they did it; they handled it really well. There were really no points in the movie where I was like, "Damn, this looks like ass." Does it look like Dragon Ball Super? No, it's a different aesthetic, but it worked. It worked for the movie.
Well, there were different artists from the show. So let's,
different artists.
I give them credit. I give them credit to these producers. Yeah. I mean,
and the colors were very vibrant.
So they did take a risk there. So I will say that.
They did.
That's a risk. That's a big risk. Because you know how people eat alive the Dragon Ball Super,
The animation? Yeah.
It's a risk, you know? It's a risk of what they did.
Wait. Really? Do people not like the series? The series animation?
They didn't like the animation style. The
animation. Of Super.
It's crazy. Especially the earlier episodes.
Yeah. I thought it was being, I liked it. I thought it was like a little bit funny, like comical.
Well, no, there's like memes and stuff about like the Beerus fights with Goku.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was intentionally comical. Like they're like, oh,
nah, I don't know what they did.
I don't know if they were right now, bro. That wasn't it.
That was
that's why they turned it up to another level when it came to
Jin.
The Tournament of Power. But in terms of animation, you know, like I said, I don't know what the community response is, but I liked it. I thought they did a good job with it. In terms of story, the story itself wasn't anything too unique, right? It's the daughter taken hostage, and basically, right, Gohan is this sword he's a blade that's completely dual. Like, so dual now, he couldn't cut through a slice of bread. So, the whole point of the story is to try and really awaken that dormant power. I mean, I don't even know if it's dormant. Obviously, it is.
Yeah, but I mean, at the time, I guess.
But I'm not sure. Like, the one thing I do kind of... In the movie, they do make an effort to make it seem as if Gohan actually doesn't have this type of power anymore. We think he's been so domesticated, right? Like that he's toothless. Like he's just another cog in the machine. He's just a regular citizen, right? And I do think they kind of try to hone in on that. And
he's like the tiger that lost his claws. You see that when Piccolo gave him his old training thing. He's like, oh, Timmy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. and he kind of stumbles through buckles when he gets.
But those are the ones that actually kind of pissed me off too. It's like, okay, he's gonna go from this to being a fucking god. Like, come on,
Well, I think you needed needed the other components though. I think like it would be really drastically unrealistic or like just not cool if like
no, that's what I understand.
He just all of a sudden kind of grind my gears. Like you know, that's what kind of grind my gears.
It was all
they really wanted to set Gohan's baseline early in the movie so we could see just how docile he's become. And you know, obviously when you contrast that with the end of the movie, you see okay how far he's come and all the components it took for him to get there. But, you know, in terms of story itself, it wasn't like super unique, right? And we kind of knew going in it was going to be centered around Gohan. Paul, you argue it's more Vegeta, Piccolo. And maybe it is subliminally.
I thought it was about Pan. If you remember when we recorded our episode about our forecast of what we thought, our predictions about what we thought the movie was going to be about, I was completely off. I thought it was going to be about Pan. A part of it, though, I will say this, though. I think I was on it on some of it, because I do think that the animation is geared towards trying to still get the attention of younger kids. Like it's
yeah, and we saw some parents going in there with their kids to watch the movie, you know. So that was kind of cool. But you know,
the story itself.
I actually kind of. I was just gonna say, like, and you know, talking about the things that I enjoyed, animation, the vibrant colors, The music wasn't bad. I did enjoy the music. I like that we got to see Piccolo go on a much more like go on an adventure that's scaled down, because you can't do that with Goku. Like, if Goku and Vegeta were there, they would have just gone to the Red Ribbon Army. They wouldn't have been sneaking around, you know, trying to maneuver their way through the Red Ribbon Army base. Mm-hmm. They would have just shown up, blown the whole thing to bits, and that's it. The movie's over.
So, real movie.
So I kind of enjoyed the fact that it was scaled down. We were going on an adventure with Piccolo. And, you know, other elements that I'm kind of missing. I like that Yajirobe made an appearance, even if it was...
It's my dog. We saw him on the big screen again.
Insignificant. Yeah, we did, bro.
So insignificant. I mean, he did not have a
single line. As far as I'm concerned,
not a line.
He didn't have one single line, but he had that. He had that.
Not even a hello.
You saw that bad boy on his neck right there.
Just that little mustache. He had that. I respect it.
That fur coat. Of course, bro.
His appearance said it all, dude.
That's all he needed. And, I mean, technically, he did more than Goku and Vegeta in this fight. And that's kind of the story. That's Yajirobe's story right there.
There it is.
Doesn't show up often, but when he does, it's to win.
Clutch.
Yeah.
Clutch player. You can call him the Robert Ori of Dragon
Ball. Yeah, Robert Ori of the Dragon Ball saga. They should call him that boy more, because he just got game winner written all over him.
All day.
I like that Pan was, you know, got screen time. It's nice, especially now that we're parents, seeing that whole, like, fatherly love, and, you know, it's like tugging on the heartstrings. So there were elements that I like, but I think
Bulma scene right there in the beginning.
Paul's stuck on that, bro. Yeah, she got a big old wagon on her, right? And Paul was like, "Hey, I'm gonna go to the bathroom real quick, bro."
Well, thank you. You're right there helping me out, Kirby. You're right there helping me out.
Like, why'd you take a picture?
Well, you're right there holding the phone for me. There's a stranger in the bathroom.
I was ordering food, and when I had to go to the bathroom, the stall was locked. And I was like, hey, Paul, why have you been in here for this long? Anyways, going away from that, yes. Bulma.
Of course you can join me. I'm not going to be so.
She has an appearance in the movie, obviously, and it isn't. I don't want to say it isn't insignificant.
It's completely insignificant. It's just fan service, man. That shit was just fucking
what crazy. I mean by that is, like, she gets a lot of she got a good amount of screen time, considering the character that she is, as far as like what she can do in an actual battle.
But yeah, I would even argue that she's even gone away from that, like what we used to remember in the old movies. Would be like Bulma. Is just here to just kind of move the story along. Now she's been like diminished to just being there and just being an object to just stare at and just get that, you know, point across that we have a woman on the team, and
she should be relegated to just
Pan's the new woman on the team. She's coming up to be more badass than Gohan.
But she's a little girl. That's different. Bulma is they're sexualizing her. You know, like this is a different characterization of her.
That has been her origins up since Dragon Ball.
That's
she's
true.
She's always kind of been her thing, you know, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But she's they've always...
They turned it down a notch, though.
But she's like... She's sexualized, but she's not available, you know?
But it's not, and I would...
The only one, she's only selected, she's honestly, like, what, she dated Yamcha when he was the strongest, and then it's like, oh, shit, my boy Vegeta come through, the strongest boy around, and then, you know, dated her thing, took over, swept in. But so she's not really... She is sexualized, but she's not...
She just served as a sexual object to look at.
It's because she has everything at this point. You know, she's a successful businesswoman at this point. Yeah, they just made it to comedic relief,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, because I mean, I guess she is. I wouldn't say like,
because
if you've watched enough anime, you see some of the if we go to Bleach and we see Rangiku, the lady with the ginormous, you know what, right?
It's like, massive. It's ridiculous.
That's insane. There's lengths that certain productions will go to.
But you don't think that scene that Paul's talking about is like the equivalent of that, though? Like, there's that. Like, just because she doesn't have her clothes off doesn't mean that that's not the point that that's trying to be made.
That's why I was laughing, because actually they haven't focused on that since like Dragon Ball. You know, that hasn't really been a joke.
That's what I'm saying. So like in Dragon Ball Super, they like dialed it down. Like, she's not as much as that. NZ, yeah. So she was more of like a smart character, you know. She's really brilliant. Like, she's actually really smart, and they actually would like kind of tap into that. Now it's kind of like a ditzy character. I kind of don't really like the way they kind of did Bulma, to be honest with you, but that's just me.
Yeah, I mean, I also think her time is. Yeah, I'm.
It's probably because Bulma
could have an episode to herself and where she would fit. I think because
you got to blame Vegeta, man.
Maybe her, she's, you know, her time has come to an end as far as like how much she could influence
the story,
a battle or anything. But you know, it's like Bulma. You also got Krillin. Like, Krillin is this incredibly like domesticated, like just like. Weakling, and he's just the butt of the joke now. He's what Yamcha used to be.
Yamcha's not even relevant anymore. And poor guy.
Damn, it's sad to see how they done my boy. Like, even the Destructo disc, he's got that in his back pocket, but he's always afraid to launch it. And you know, yeah. Nonetheless, like, I understand they can't bring everyone, and I'm not gonna.
And we've given them flack for that, right? We've given them flack for bringing in so many people. So,
yeah, right. Exactly. You're like right. This is kind of their own doing. Like, having this many people, you obviously can't. Like, the time has passed for Krillin. No one would believe it if this dude out of nowhere became an animal and he was able to keep up with like Goku and Vegeta, right? So,
I understand it. In this case, right, in this movie.
Let's get to that, dude. Okay, so
are we going to get into what we liked, or is it just you?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Y'all go ahead and talk about what you guys liked.
You want to go, Paul? You want me to go?
Go for it.
Okay, what I liked was, one of the things that I really enjoyed about this movie was the dynamic between Pan and Piccolo. To me, that was probably the funniest and the most, like, I think genuine, like, I think almost like a throwback to the old Dragon Ball of just, like, this kid and his mentor kind of, like, they have this connection. And, like, I just thought that their scenes were just so funny. Like, they were just so, like, intertwined. And you could just tell that Pan has a different effect on Piccolo. And which was nice to see, because you see Piccolo in this other light where you see him as like a mentor, but almost as a father to this family. And I know there's a whole running joke about Piccolo being a better dad than Goku, but like, I feel like this movie, if anything, cements that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's probably even
better than Gohan.
He's just more present than Goku. And you know, that's a whole other concept.
Gohan.
Gohan was there. So, I liked Piccolo. I also, you know, I gotta say, I also liked Gamma 1 and Gamma 2. Like, I liked them. I like them as just characters. I like them as, I even like the way that that their beings are, like the way that they come.
The way they're portrayed, it's really nice.
Yeah, the way they were portrayed, I thought that was really, really dope, because they're really androids, cool. But like, there are these different types of androids that they're like really like righteous almost. You know what I'm saying?
The heroic settings they had. It was very charismatic.
Yeah. And it was cool because it like really, it kind of really flowed with like this, like how would a superhero interact with Piccolo or Gohan or whoever the hell it may be? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they weren't wrong. They were the way he lied about it. I mean, they're not wrong. He wasn't lying.
Yeah, yeah, right. They're like, they're aliens, and I was like, well, yeah, they kind of are.
And they've been fighting in this planet. They've been fighting this for like 60 years.
So I mean, they're right.
Goku came in and violated the Red Ribbon Army. Like go yeah, so, like Gervin said, he just came in, Kamehameha'd every single base they had.
No, but there, there's right. something there that you just mentioned, Ariel, that you guys are just touching on that I do like, and maybe this is me putting on my deep thinker hat a little too much, but I like that concept that they touched on. Granted, it was the sugar-coated version that's, you know, been, I don't want to say dumbed down, but it's definitely portrayed in a much lighter way. But it's that notion that people, like, you know, people on both sides of war think they're right. Mm-hmm. They think they're the good guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's how they felt in the movie. And granted, it was done in a much more lighthearted way.
That
was one of those things where I was like, damn, if they only would have leaned into that a little bit more, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? But to your point, like you said earlier, you can tell that they're obviously trying to cast a wide net and they want to get like younger audience. And so they kept it surface level, but, you know, I didn't want to interrupt, but you just, I really like Gamma 1 and 2. I didn't get to say it. And everything about them, the way they interacted, and even though they were androids, there were moments there that humanized them, and you kind of – they didn't act as robots. And
which is different, right? It. It's different to the way that the androids that we've been portrayed, like that we've been given before.
Well, yeah, exactly. Thing, right? They're not robots. They were all people at one point, supposedly, right? They're mm-hmm. androids.
Yeah,
so they were people too. Like, oh, that was. Oh, yeah. I like that Ariel brought that up because it reminded me how about Android 16. I didn't know he was actually one of Dr. Jarrell's sons. Because in the family tree, Android 16 came out right there as one of the dads, and then Android 16 came out as the father of Hero, Dr. Hero. Huh?
Yeah.
So I'm like, so there you go. That was. I thought that was really cool, but at the same time, what the fuck? Dr. Jarrell killed his son to make him into an android. I need to look into the maniac. That's insane, dude. Imagine your dad's like,
well, he's a mad scientist. He'll
make you into this super fucking specimen of a man, and you're dead.
I mean, there's a lot of fucked up dads in this series.
That one probably takes the cake, though.
Maybe. Yeah. And let's put a sugar bomb in
King Cooler's
in them.
Up there. King Cooler is up there. King Cooler is up there. Oh, King Vegeta is also another one that I would probably throw in there.
But King Vegeta for different reasons, though.
For, I mean, for Vegeta, he did anything. Everyone else, you know, I understand. But to a father,
To put it bluntly, he bowed down to anyone and everyone that he felt could dethrone him.
Frieza?
Frieza. So you would just bow down.
Yeah, I mean, that's all we got to see.
And that's all, and you know, of course, King Vegeta's not Goku. King Vegeta's not Vegeta. So it's just like,
yeah, Bardock, you saw how Bardock went out. Down.
Juxtapose that with King Vegeta. But he saw what was going to happen. Vegeta tried, and then he died, right? King Vegeta did try. King Vegeta.
Where are we going off?
Well, bless his soul, King Vegeta. The dads in this show, that's a whole other episode. And I would say that the last thing that I liked about this movie is just the focus on Piccolo and the dynamic between Gohan and him. But I think specifically just Piccolo, I think it's nice that we finally get just I'm with Paul on this. I think it is a Piccolo story. I think it just highlights Piccolo just as a character, you know what I'm saying? Like, for someone like me, that's my favorite character in the show, like, it's just cool to just see him get some shine, get some light, and just get some fucking, like, actual, like, story, even if it's not, like, this crazy thing. Like, he finally gets a new transformation. He finally gets to, like, actually engage in a fight that he actually, like, can hold his own with, because, like, for so long, for Super, he's always been in these battles that he has no chance. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
No chance.
He's got no business being there. He's just a body.
Going against Golden Frieza, no business against fucking, like, in the Tournament of Power. Like, yes, he has his own business. No business in there. But in this movie, he actually, like, stood his own. You know what I'm saying? And, like, we got to see this old Piccolo, and it was really cool for me to see that. So I really enjoyed that. I enjoyed those aspects of the movie. And my favorite part, probably my favorite part, is just like him hiding, like as a soldier, and just like infiltrating.
That was great.
I love that. Love that part of the movie. I thought that was so like dope because it really reminded me of this is also a debatable movie back when we used to do movie reviews, which was The Return of Cooler. And remember, he did that, like he had to infiltrate the thing, and it's just like he had to, like, it was his own little side story, and that was like a cool thing too. So it just brought me back to that too, of just like how much I enjoy just seeing Piccolo, kind of like actually just being a fucking character, you know, not just fucking the guy on the sideline.
Yeah, like I mean, it was embarrassing how he was used and I'm not knocking the writers, I'm not knocking anyone, I'm just saying like. From a character standpoint, the way he was used in Super Broly, it's unbecoming of someone who's...
We don't need to talk about that movie.
Super Broly.
Let's not talk about this
movie. That's a good movie.
No, they were all bad. They were just bad.
No, bro.
Look at this.
The one that came out in 2019?
Super Broly? But that was not the name of Super Broly. Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. No. I see what you mean Dragon Ball Super Broly. Never mind.
Yeah, Super Broly. Right.
I think I thought you were going back to the old school ones, so, like when he went Super, like when they brought back the legendary Broly Super Saiyan. No.
Like when Trunks peed on Broly's head.
Oh, boy. No, that was even worse.
That is gonna be a point of mine in the parts of that I didn't like about the movie.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Paul, what did you like about the movie? Yeah. Man?
All of that, even the, like you said, especially, I feel like they definitely made it, I mean, for me personally, I feel like they made it a Piccolo movie with all the little touches they made to him. Like, they kept on giving him, like, the Gamma 1 and 2 gave him the respect, like, oh, King Piccolo, that's who I used to be. And then it's like, oh, shit, I am that guy. Right. It's like, I had brought that up, I was like, wait a second.
Damn.
He did make those references
like you brought in the this movie. King, and you hand him the crown?
Exactly, they're like, boom. But, again, yeah, it almost felt on this, like they could have given Gohan his own movie at this point. Like they should have just, or you said Irvin, he was the poster boy, they sold him with me. For me too, I thought it was going to be a Gohan movie at first. And then, you know, they made it a great Piccolo movie. And it's like, all right, they kind of should have maybe given Gohan his own movie to Gon actually beast mode, because Cell Max was, it felt like a Megazord. It didn't feel...
Holy fuck, dude.
It didn't feel like... It's like, oh, this guy can rival Goku. I'm like, no, he's not. No, he can't. What the fuck? How can this? He can't even destroy the fucking base. Like, how can this guy rival Goku?
That's a good point.
I was like,
Goku has to have.
Let's
infiltrate the Red Ribbon Army.
Let's erase the narration, please, to like half of this script. But I mean, otherwise, it was really fun. I like the little touches to Dragon Ball. And, like, you guys make a good point. Like, even Tien, right? Tien made a comeback. I'll give it to him against Cell, second form. That was a dope way to bring someone back. Mm-hmm. He went all out. He almost took out Cell. I was like, oh, shit, dude.
That was probably one of my favorite parts in that whole
thing. I thought, oh, goddamn, is Tien going to take Cell down? Cell's second form when he was holding him back. Remember, Irvin?
Like, yeah, I'm talking about this.
The series. Dragon Ball Z.
No, old one.
Oh, okay.
The comeback of Tien.
Yeah, when he hit him with that Tri-Beam.
That shit's fucked. You know, we all try to try.
That's a great way to handle a character who clearly is out of his depths, but he ain't going out like no bitch.
Yeah,
again, you know, literally, he's gonna stand his ground and he's gonna fight till his death.
No, but
that's the way I think you handle someone who's,
and that's what Goku did in this movie too.
I don't want to say inconsequential, but anyway,
Bardock-esque, you know,
and even Piccolo in this film too.
Standards that we want, the way we want our characters to go out. If they're not going to be used anymore, let's have them have a glorious out, you know?
Oh, yeah, like my boy Krillin when he's telling Pan, Ben, jump! I'm like, well, bro. I'm like, go get her.
Like, no, yeah. I got Bulma. You know, I got my hands full. Like, both my hands on Bulma right now. I'm busy. Yeah. Pam, get over here. I'm busy.
He's a committed man. He's a committed man.
Well, remember he did pay on Marin.
That was noted when he threw the Destructo disc after 18 got hit.
Yeah.
But that's one of Krillin's calling cards. I mean, even when Trunks was fighting Perfect Form Cell. When Vegeta was, and Vegeta, he kind of realized that he screwed up by letting Perfect Form Cell
become perfect.
You become perfect, and he's about to hit him with the final flash. Krillin's immediate thought, or what he yells, is "Trunks, run!" Instead of "Let's go help your dad." That's just, you know, that's his ethos now. My guy just runs away. Yeah. But maybe he plays his role well. He plays his role well.
Well, I mean, after you got, was brutally murdered by fucking Frieza twice.
That probably scarred him. That probably scarred him.
Yeah, you know, getting having the horn, like, up and down your guts a few times. And then you get blown into little pieces.
You're right. Make Krillin great again. You're right. What about stuff you guys didn't like? We'll go in reverse. Paul, you go first, then we'll go out here, and then I'll finish it.
I feel like I already touched it, just a bit of a nut. Just kind of how they forced a few things. Or how they sold out kind of go on. It's like, hey, make them pull support for the movie. Other than that, it was an enjoyable film. I can't really hate on it. I enjoyed it, you know, as a fan.
Yeah.
The film itself. It was fun, entertaining, light. Just wish... I would have preferred like a reincarnated Perfect Cell or something else in Cell Max. Other than that, enjoyed it. Or maybe just more of the different crew of the Cell androids,
Max, bro. Fucking
because Gamma Cell 1 Max. And 2 were really dope. I really think they were dope.
Right.
So maybe added other androids like them to fight the rest of the crew would have made more sense to me.
Or make them the antagonists.
Yeah, right. I mean, they kind of were, but they were like the anti-heroes, I guess. You really can't hate on them. It's like, all right, yeah, I like these guys.
That turn was just so quick that it was. That's one of my knocks, you know. And I'll let you finish, but I'll go.
No, I agree. There's really not many. My gears weren't grinded on this one too much per se.
Okay, well let me share my gears that get grinded. I get a lot of grinds, and I am gonna hate on it a little bit. I mean, one is that yes, the gammas 1 and 2. I feel like that turn was just so quick. You know, like that was such a quick turn that they just did of like, oh, I guess you're right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess I'm on your side now. You know, yeah. And that was such a quick turn. And I just wish they would have actually. I think it would have been a much more interesting movie, in my opinion, if Gamma 1 and 2 would have just been the antagonist. Because they played into that role that you actually had mentioned earlier, where they think that they're on the right side of war. Like, mm-hmm. I think that would have just made for a much more like interesting. Sorry, because Max Cell, Cell Max does represent that to an extent. But the problem with Cell Max, which is what the problem that was with Bio Broly, which is what I told y'all this movie reminded me of at the end of the movie, which is that Cell Max is Bio Broly to me. No words, no personality. He's just up there. And I would even argue Broly, the original Broly, was like this too. There's no personality there. There's nothing there. He's just this big blob. There's this big fucking thing that's just screaming at you. And there's really nothing there. There's really nothing there. So I thought the antagonist was pretty weak in this movie. So that's probably my biggest knock with the movie. I thought the antagonist was just really kind of a shortcut. They just like, they didn't really flesh out the antagonist there. They were just like, we need somebody to just kind of put up there for Gohan to go into this new thing. And you know, I'm thinking back now about aspects of it that remind me of Bio Broly. And it's just like, I remember that in Bio Broly, the main antagonist, like the main protagonist, or like, you know, who we were following was Trunks and Goten, who also make a cameo in this movie.
Yeah.
And like Android 18 also makes a cameo in this movie. All we needed was my dog Hercule, and then we were we had the whole fucking cast.
Yeah, we were set. Yeah,
we were all set. Yeah. So, you know, very similar to me, very similar stories. Like, and I liked Bio Broly. And I told you, I was like, I feel like this is a much more developed Bio Broly. But I just don't like the fact that it reminds me so much of Bio Broly. And I don't know if I'm in the minority here, but it does make me feel like they just kind of they rehash that story, and we're going to sell it to you with just a different vessel, not Broly, mm-hmm. but instead it's going to be Cell. And instead of it being Goten and Trunks, it's going to be Piccolo and Gohan. So, mm-hmm. yeah, that part I didn't necessarily really like. And I wasn't really much of a fan of the music, though. So I'll say that. So maybe I'm on the other end of that from you. So those are kind of my biggest knocks with it. And I thought the movie was kind of short, too, for what it was. Goku and Vegeta's appearance, while I understand why it's necessary, it would have been cool to just not even have them in the movie. And just experiment with that.
I agree. I agree on this one. I would have enjoyed just it being. I mean, it was touching back what you said earlier. It was just very natural, the Piccolo Pan storyline. It could have just been Piccolo Pan.
The issue with that is everyone would be asking, well, where were Goku and Vegeta? They could have ended this quickly.
That was a problem before.
Obviously, there was fan service. They threw them in there, but then also they wanted to
give a reason
as to why they can't come to the rescue.
No, you're right, Urban. I mean, Gohan was supposed to replace Goku back in Dragon Ball Z, but that was the issue, right? We were all stuck on mm-hmm. Goku, so that mm-hmm. never
yeah, transitioned. That was an issue.
Like, where's Goku?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. No, you're hitting the nail on the head. Like, we're still stuck on Goku. We really are. Like in that article that I shared with, I found it and I shared it with you guys. Like, that was one of the things. Like, oh, they didn't even do a Ki blast. I was like, they're focused more on them not even fighting each other. Apparently, at least for that 1 minute.
A boy that went with us, when the movie ended, one of the first things he said was like, "Damn, I wish they would have. I wish Goku and Vegeta would have played a bigger role."
Yeah, that's like, true. I forgot.
You know what I'm saying? That's probably a common sentiment.
True. Yeah.
I mean, we're just so used to them being at the forefront that it's almost really strange to even have them.
I mean, they're in everything. In every anime, there's so many animes they're just referenced. Like,
so many references to them. Goku, I mean, Goku's on the Macy's parade.
Yeah, it's true.
So you know,
bigger than
Naruto. Naruto. One Piece.
To me, I just would have wished that they would have just omitted them entirely. Maybe we were just giving them that scene at the end credits. That would have been a cool place to have them.
Mm-hmm.
But like for them to be in the movie, I just felt like it just kind of took away a little bit.
Yeah,
not too much, but like I just was like, we're wasting screen time here. It's not moving.
They were unnecessary. What was the point of them? You know, besides,
it was nice seeing Broly though.
I guess the fact that was interesting. I didn't expect to see him there. That was cool.
I didn't expect them to see him either.
Beerus falling, falling. Okay. When we talk about it, it's kind of funny. I mean, Beerus getting all lovey-dovey for her. It's like, hey, let's get her some ice cream. You want some ice cream? It's like, damn, dog, you're being so nice today, Wiz.
Yeah. So, you know, it did work, but
I agree. It was unnecessary. It is.
And that's not like a major like knockoff, right? Like that's just like an extra quote. Like if we're going back to your analogy about writing an essay, like that's just a quote that you put in there that like it doesn't need to be there. It's nice. It's a nice quote. It's a nice quote. It's, you know, it sounds nice. It looks nice. It works, but it's not needed, you know?
Right. So. Yeah, right. Makes sense.
That's it for me.
No, I mean, I kind of share a lot of the same sentiments. I mean, you're right. I see the parallels with Bio Broly. You don't have to squint too hard to actually see them. The thing that irks me is, and this has been something I've been critical of Dragon Ball, is their their constant need to play it safe because they know what's worked in the past. And so,
safe home.
I mean, sell Max, really? Mm-hmm. We're really gonna recreate Super Saiyan 2 Gohan, Teen Super Saiyan 2 Gohan's fight with Cell, and you know, have the father Kamehameha or father son Kamehameha done again, but this time with a twist. It's the freaking special beam cannon. It's just, to me, it's the special beam cannon is a nice taste, but I just wish, like, I think this would have been a good, I think this could have been a good movie for Piccolo to die. I think this is where.
I feel like that was a whole Nappa moment. It's like, oh, Goku, oh, you got it. Like, oh, Piccolo died, I'm transformed. It's like, God damn it.
But it could have had a much deeper effect. I'm kind of with you on that. I think I feel you on that. Because this actually would be a great place for Piccolo to die. If we had Piccolo to die, I think this would probably be a good place for me.
If he did, that would have been embarrassing. He would have come out on his sword.
Against Cell Max, though?
Dude, against Cell Max? What are you talking about? The way my boy Gamma 1 went out, you know what I'm saying? We were all laughing about this.
We were laughing at the end, man. We're like,
no.
Good for him, but God bless him. He tried. He went all the way down his face. And what did he do?
I love Piccolo, but this was a perfect way to wrap up his character, because we saw, like Ariel said, his moments as the father, not the stepdad, but the dad that stepped up type of stuff.
Yeah.
When he was with Pan, obviously a lot of callbacks to, you know, when he was out for Gohan, and him achieving that new form, you know, and becoming, like you said, kind of like Lord Slug, the whole legendary Namekian, which was a cool twist. And then I could understand Gohan's rage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because, you know, what they did was they tried to reenact when 16 died, right? And that triggered Gohan. In this one, Piccolo didn't even die. And, you know, Piccolo, he was carrying the film, and it would have been a perfect way for him to exit. Like, writing an exit story, like having those opportunities for an exit story don't come very often. I think they had one here, and I think it would have.
But Piccolo's.
That would have elevated Piccolo's legacy. Legendary status, like,
let me interject right there.
Though, forever man. Be regarded as like a Jiraiya in Naruto, or you know, these dudes that, like, damn, ooh, this
no.
guy,
see, wait, dude, went no, no. on his sword. But see, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if he's gonna go out, it needs to be like Jiraiya, you know, it needs to go against like a Pain, it needs to go against like that dude's like, oh shit.
No, I'm saying now, if you have a dance partner, like, not Cell Max, because Cell Max, like I did say, he's just a vessel.
A lot of the movie was a cop out personality, but it was a fun cop out, right? It was fun. I enjoyed it. Was it fun, Paul? Would I go watch it again? No. But did I enjoy the film?
It's not fun.
Would you try to pull him out?
Let me give you an example, right? Like, I don't know, but you guys like going to fucking roller coasters and shit? Mm-hmm. Probably, yeah. But like, sure. It's not something I want to go. I'm not gonna wait twice 2 hours to go on it. You know, I'm gonna do it once. And it's like, all right, that was cool.
Well, that depends though. If you really like the ride, if you're and like, oh, this is a good ride, then I will go back.
Yeah, and but that's yeah, the
so thing. I'm gonna go was, back in there.
But it was good.
Cell Max is that ride that you wait 2 hours for that ends in like 5 seconds. It's that that's ride right. that's like fun. Not worth that's not worth the wait. And exactly. So I will say that.
But it was fun, you know.
So I guess the thing here then is like,
I wanted more out Piccolo, of it. But it was fun.
Piccolo. So I still would say that Piccolo. This would have been a good place for Piccolo to die. The problem is what you're saying, Paul, is that Cell Max is just not a worthy opponent to actually be the one to end Piccolo. But to me, this is the perfect scenario of where Piccolo could have died.
We saw him as a dad in reality. He was that to Pan and Gohan in this movie. He carries the film from an adventure standpoint. He pushes beyond his limits. But I'm curious, he fights dudes that he knows are stronger than him.
Aren't you guys curious about Piccolo, though? Like, you know, they kind of made a little, I feel like maybe they made a reference to his potential growth as the warrior class of Namekian. Like, he does have that potential. Like, maybe he does have the potential becoming, like, the legendary status Namekian. Because remember they touched, like, oh, Dende is that type of Namekian where he can unleash the potential, right? But he has to be older. And whatever. So, like, once Piccolo gets older, I wonder what his generation is going to be. Like, I'm curious to see what happens to the warrior class in the Namekian as they get older, because he's only gotten stronger.
Let me stop you right there. I'll tell you right now what's going to happen. Goku and Vegeta are going to get stronger.
That's right. And he's going to become irrelevant.
And Piccolo is going to go back to exactly where he was before.
And that's the problem with this power, like, scale is, like, while it's cool to see Piccolo get a new form, there is no way that this man is going to be in the Granola fight.
There is no way
he's going to be even considered in there. And I think that's going to be a problem.
He comes from a peaceful race for the most part, who don't even have balls. You know, there's no testosterone in. You know, these guys are saying. They're all asexual. They lay eggs out of their mouth. You remember this?
I don't remember this.
They lay eggs out of their mouth. Yeah. That's how Piccolo was born. That's how they're all born.
It never fails to impress me how you're willing to go all the way left in order to justify an argument. Because here's the thing, dude. Here's, like I said, yeah, he won't be called in the Granola fight.
No.
And the only way this man is if they kick him into another timeline. If they send his ass to, like,
back to Dragon Ball.
A Trunks timeline.
Yeah.
But
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, they've touched on how his race is literally a peaceful species, right? Like, it makes sense. It makes sense how he's not going to be, you know, the cream of the fucking. Cream of the cream.
I mean, look, this is all hypothetical. What this fool would have wished. I think a part of me would have wished this too. I think it just would have been a nice place to cement Piccolo as one of the dopest, best characters in the series.
Best characters. You incredible know, like, way of going out. Great movie on his back.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just would have been a nice way to just end the cause. But they chose not to. And then now we're back to square one. And I think that's one of my biggest problems with what happens. And so then now what happens next, you know?
Yeah.
Because apparently this movie actually happens after the Granola fight.
Yep.
Oh, geez.
So it actually even happens afterwards. So now it's like, okay, so what, you know, how is it going to be used now? Now that he has his new transformation.
Can he keep up with Goku and Vegeta now?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, this would have been a perfect segue into the anime series. Goku and Vegeta come back. Goku finds out Piccolo's dead. Now the story can branch out. And
I mean, look, we're writing the story for them.
Yeah, and we can see how it affects Gohan on a personal level. Pan, you know, Goku. So anyways, yeah, we're obviously, we've said our piece, and now we're kind of going into, like you said, hypothetical land. But
why don't we give it a rating? You know. We'll go back to old school.
Okay, rating. At seven,
Ball.
Right?
Because you got to do seven Dragon Balls. Seven Dragon Balls. We're bringing it back.
I'm gonna go first.
Okay.
Man, there were pieces I really, really enjoyed. Oh, and we didn't even talk about Gohan's transformation. Real quick, did you guys like it?
Oh, yeah.
It's good enough. Good enough. It's cool.
I was not a big fan, though.
Like, aesthetically, it looks cool, but I see exactly what... All I see is Super Saiyan 2 Gohan with the Ultra Instinct skin on it. And to me, that was like, damn. again, rehashing. Anyways, it was cool. Like if he comes out on Legends, I'll pull for him, but it wasn't like super hype for me personally.
Still playing Legends?
I do. I know. Yeah, crazy.
I might hop on it. I might hop back. You stop playing too
much? No, you won't, Paul.
Paul, not like you.
You were fighting folks with the 3,000 Piccolo.
This man was going in with no equipment on his character. Anyways, I'll give it a rating out of 7. I'll give it. I'm gonna go 4 Dragon Balls. You know, I feel like that's fair. There are pieces here I did really like. I liked Gamma 1 and 2. We didn't even talk about the Red Ribbon Army, but. I like a lot of the foundations of the movie, but it was just at the end of the day, the what it's going to live and die by is the story. And that story was just not daring enough for me. So, you know, that was it. Toriyama's still, he's still a goat, like, you know, still love Dragon Ball, but for me, it's a 4 out of 7. How about you, Adia?
This is probably my. Let me see. It's probably, yeah, it's right behind Broly. You know, it's for me, like, out of the newer movies, as the better ones. So, with that said, I would say that this is probably. Man, it's tough. I would say I think I'm also gonna go with a 4 too. I think it's a super medium, but I like it because
Piccolo carries a lot of it.
Piccolo carries it. You know, it's like it's definitely, if you're a Piccolo fan like myself, like I think you're gonna enjoy the screen time Piccolo gets, and you know, it's cool that they spoke into the Gohan frustration, which I thought was really nice. And we got to see him turn into something else, which was nice, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, makes sense. What about you, Charbosa?
I have to concur with you guys. I'm in a solid 4. I enjoyed Piccolo, Pan, the storyline. Him picking him up from school was cute and funny. Let's see. The fights were interesting, though. I mean, looking forward to see more Gamma 1 and 2, I think, maybe in the Super. I think they're going to stay on. We'll see, right?
They're going to be relegated. We know what they're going to be, dude.
Well, I mean, you know, looking forward to it, hopefully. That's what we know what
they're
going to be.
They're the new, the one that's
they're the new Android 17 and 18. They're going to join the crowd.
New Jacob.
And then,
hey, 17. Oh,
7. New Jacob.
17 held his ground in the tournament power.
He did.
He was clutch. He was clutch for that at the end.
He did.
Man, do they love turning everyone but Goku and Vegeta into just throwaway characters into the
everyone.
Like, just the background.
We already know what these guys. We already know what this guy's gonna be.
Yeah, we know the stories here.
We already know the story. Yeah. The Hito is going to be working at the fucking thing with Bulma, Capsule Corp. He's going to be the fucking security guard. It's going to be like, oh, did you fucking know that they can fucking do this? You know what I'm saying? Like, we already know. Oh, Dragon Ball.
But you know, overall, it was fun. You know, it was enjoyable and it was cool watching it in theaters. It's cool seeing people go to it and like people get, you know, they're excited to watch it. But that's it. I enjoyed the movie. I think we all enjoyed the movie. I would say go watch it if you're a Dragon Ball fan. You can't not watch it if you're a Dragon Ball fan. I still think Super Broly is better. Dragon Ball Super Broly, I think, is better. There's some other movies that are in the Rolodex I can't really think of right now that kind of, I think, are a bit better, but still, solid movie. I enjoyed it. If my daughter was a little older, I would have taken her. You know, so, yeah, good movie overall. I figured, you know, no trivia for this because your boy couldn't come up with anything, but, you know, we can end it here. It was a good conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, you guys let us know what you thought about the movie. If you watched it, did you enjoy it? Do you concur with this? Are we way off the mark? You know, let us know. And yeah, we look forward to what you guys have to say. Okay, later.